Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for June 13th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Well, here I am aboard the cruise ship Explorer of the Seas, and I hope no one minds, but I'm right in the middle of my massage. The way my schedule turned out, it was either do the health news during my massage or my scuba diving lesson. So I figured the massage was a better choice. I'll try to keep the oohs and ahs down to a minimum. Now that I'm comfortable, let's get started. Ever notice how restaurants and food companies advertise they use vegetable oils instead of trans fats, as if it is supposed to be a good thing? Vegetable oils are high in fats called omega-6s, and high levels of these are associated with an increased risk of cancer. As it turns out, we are all getting way too many omega-6s, and not enough of the ones we really need. Omega-3s from fish, grass-fed beef, whole grains, and some nuts and seeds. The normal ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s should be about 2 to 1, and most of us are now getting 12 to 1 or even 20 to 1 thanks to our local restaurant chains and processed food manufacturers. At the rate we're consuming omega-6s, the next time you see your doctor, you may have to get an oil change rather than a physical. And talking about oil, let me roll over so my masseuse can get the other side. Continuing right along, we have good news for you salt lovers out there. Most doctors recommend a low-salt diet to protect those with high blood pressure from stroke and heart disease. Turns out this recommendation is bad on two fronts. First, if you're a heavy exerciser, a low-salt diet will not replace the salt you lose from sweating, and this will result in higher blood pressure, fatigue, cramps, and muscle pain. Second, researchers from Albert Einstein College of Medicine showed that people on low-salt diets are actually more likely to suffer heart attacks than those on high-salt diets. The key to how much salt should be in your diet is your blood pressure, so make sure if you increase salt in your diet, you measure your blood pressure regularly. When I read this article, I looked everywhere, but for some reason, my copy was missing the word chips. Where else am I going to get that additional salt? When I come back, we'll look at what bad breath and receding gums may really mean. Say,
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to a recent article published in Lancet Oncology, gum disease may cause more than just bad breath. After examining the health records of 50,000 men, they concluded that gum disease was linked to a higher risk of lung, kidney, pancreatic, and blood cancers. Although the problem is greater in those that smoke, there is still an increased risk in non-smokers. It appears that gum disease may be a sign of both inflammation and a lowered immune system throughout the body. They suggest that the best approach is regular checkups and treatments with your dentist. Looks like my next trip will be to the dentist, not the Caribbean. And for our last story, we try to put some spice in your life. Turns out that many of the spices found right in your kitchen have some very good medicinal properties. Ginger is great for the stomach and motion sickness. Pepper is great for a sore throat. Clove is excellent for toothaches. Cinnamon for diabetes. Garlic to help manage cholesterol. And our good friend turmeric for just about everything else. Maybe instead of putting that potpourri around the house, I should just boil it and drink some every day. And as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Fingernails grow nearly 4 times faster than toenails. If you notice that you're trimming your fingernails much more frequently than your toenails, You're not just imagining it. The nails that get the most exposure and are used the most frequently grow the fastest. On average, nails on both toes and fingers grow about 1/10 of an inch each month. What's really amazing is that we even bother to dig some of this stuff up. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life. Boy, after that massage, I think a little power nap is in order. Ciao!
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.